first.
Put the end back. Mm-hmm. And then a small one on top of that, and then your smaller wood in front. Mm-hmm.
What do you call that small wood?
Well, that's just pole wood, I guess.
Did you call it kindling? Is that
no,
the same as kindling?
No. That would be after your kindling. You'd start a fire with a kindling, and then you put these, I'll say from 3 to 4 inch pole wood on in front of those back sticks.
Mm-hmm. What kind of wood did you use for kindling? Any particular type? Yeah. Or just any old wood that you could find?
Just any old kind of wood. It would be dry enough to start with, you see.
what was above the fireplace?
Mantle.
And what was on the mantle?
Well, generally a clock. Mm-hmm. Just various articles, small, you know.
Mm-hmm. Ever have flowers?
Flowers. Mm-hmm. Some, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What were they placed in?
Well, just ordinarily, I guess you'd call them a flower pot, just a small flower pot. Sometimes it's canned.
Uh-huh. Tin cans? Were they tin cans?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, how do you clean a fireplace? How do you clean it? Do you remember cleaning it?
Taking the ashes from it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you just take a shovel and see these dog irons, or fire irons, holds this wood up a little, you see, in front, and you just take your shovel and take those ashes from under the wood.
Where would you put the ashes?
We just take them out and discard them. Mm-hmm. Well, I have seen what they call the ash hopper, where they put this wood ashes, mm-hmm, and then poured water over them and had a trough under it and caught the lye from the...
Oh, well, do you have to make soap?
Yeah.
Sometimes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and make soap from it. Mm-hmm.
Now, what about this black dirt and where the smoke goes up? How'd you clean that out?
The soot out of the chimney?
Mm-hmm. How'd you clean that?
Well, usually that would fall. Sometimes it'd catch fire.
Or it'd burn itself out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, would you describe the living room that you have now?
Well, what's got in it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have a television. Just an ordinary living room suit.
Mm-hmm. Chairs?
Settee and chair. Mm-hmm. Table. Mm-hmm. Coffee table and end table.
Would you describe the settee, please?
Well, it's a long thing to sit on. About 3 people sit on. Mm-hmm.
Are there cushions on?
Yeah.
Cushions. 3 cushions?
Yeah. And then the chairs got cushions on them, see?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, in the old house that you first remember, where did you keep your clothes?
Well, the way I remember it, it didn't have what you'd call a closet, or you just hang them up, just sort of out of the way somewhere, you know.
On the backs of doors?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you have hangers or on nails or pegs?
On nails. Mm-hmm. That's the way I remember it. We didn't have hangers. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Good. How about nowadays, where do you keep your clothes?
Well, we have closets, clothes closets.
Are they built in? Are they? Yeah,
built in the house in there. And then, of course, we have racks to hang them on, and places to hang the racks on them.
Mm-hmm. How about these closets that are movable? What do you call those? They move them from one place to another.
Wardrobe?
Mm-hmm. Do you have those here?
No. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I want to find out what you call these things on rollers that you can pull down to keep the sun out. What are those called?